Unit 3, page 43. Exercise 6.
Wow! You looked so happy and relaxed. Last semester, you always seemed stressed out. What happened? Have you been doing something different lately?
Absolutely. I've decided that everyone needs a hobby to survive, and that includes me.
You haven't always felt that way. What made you change your mind?
Well, to be honest, the professor in my psychology class motivated me to change my way of thinking. At the beginning of this semester, we studied the benefits of hobbies. When we started, I didn't believe for a minute that a hobby would make a difference in my life, but now I'm a total believer.
What I don't understand is how anyone has time for fun. Between school and my part-time job, I've been working nonstop for the past 2 weeks. Honestly, I'm too busy for a hobby.
According to my psych professor, we all need to find time for hobbies.
I've read that hobbies make people feel good. But when I think about making time for a hobby, I start feeling nervous. I'm afraid I'll have even less time to finish my work.
Think about it like this. People with hobbies are often more creative, more confident, and more focused. And they have more energy, so they can be more successful at work and school. A hobby might help you.
What's your hobby? Have you been reading, collecting stamps, playing soccer? What?
Photography. It all started during the selfie trend a couple of years ago. Back then, I just took pictures of myself and my friends. But lately, I've been trying my hand at other types of photos. For example, I've been taking pictures of the buildings between my apartment and school and the interesting architecture here on campus.
But I still don't see how you find the time. If you've been taking photos on your way to school, how can you get to class on time?
Well, I haven't been late for class yet. Just remember, if you're passionate about something, you can figure out how to make it happen.
But I...